From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Our word for today is chthonic. That's C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C, chthonic. And it means having to do with the deities of the underworld, especially the ancient Greek underworld, and even more specifically, with the sacrificial rituals associated with those deities. I know because I looked it up. Our word for the day comes from David Bowie. Bowie was asked by writer Rick Moody for a list of words that describe his new album, and to Rick's amazement, Bowie replied with a simple list of words. No comments, no explanations. The list included press gang and osmosis and indifference and chthonic. You can see the full list on our website, soundcheck.org. Now, we don't really have a word of the day on Soundcheck, but we do have a question of the week, and this week, it's how do you block out noise in your life and clear a space for quiet? We'll get an answer from Sam Beam, the singer-songwriter behind the band Iron and Wine. And if you missed our live webcast last week with rapper Talib Kweli, don't worry, we've got some of his hugely entertaining set coming up later. But first, let's hear something chthonic.
Where are we now?
On January 8th of this year, the music world awoke to find a new song by David Bowie, a completely unexpected stealth release by an artist many thought had retired. Even better, that song, Where Are We Now, was accompanied by the announcement that a full-length LP would come out in March. That album, The Next Day, is a remarkable document. It was produced by David Bowie and his longtime collaborator, Tony Visconti. Tony also engineered and mixed the record, did the string arrangements, played some guitar, a little bass, a bit of recorder, and all the while he had to keep lying to people like me who kept asking him what was up with David Bowie. It is my pleasure to welcome the duplicitous and inscrutable Tony Visconti back to Soundcheck. Hi, Tony.
Hello, John.
How did you guys pull this off? I mean, it's the internet. Everything leaks. But there was not a whisper about this.
I think it's because everyone involved was a very loyal person who worked with David. You know, musicians, the technicians. We've worked with him for years. And, you know, the urge to tell the world was very strong, but we could tell each other. You know, we could talk amongst ourselves. And I'd say there were about 20 to 30 people involved, you know, when it reached the end, mm-hmm. when it was time to announce it. So it wasn't really that hard. Just keep your mouth shut and keep lying.
Which you did remarkably well, Mr. Visconti. But, you know, there must have been at some point, you know, you had to make a phone call to someone who said, oh, gee, I'd love to be on the new Bowie album, but I can't. And now you have a potential leak because there's a person who's not involved but knows that there's something in the works.
That could have happened, but when we did contact people, for instance, Dr. John, we wanted him on the album, but they insisted on knowing who it was, and we said, we can't tell you. So we didn't get Dr. John on the album, but we wouldn't tell a soul. That was not the way it worked. It was one way.
So when Bowie released that song, Where Are We Now, on his birthday, on January 6th.
Well, it was January 8th.
January 8th, sorry.
Yeah.
You expressed some surprise at that time that he had chosen that song to kind of lead off with.
Yes, because it was non-traditional. The first track of an album, you know, the first single is usually, you know, a barn burner, you mm-hmm. know, and yeah. We had several of those on the album, and I couldn't understand why he was coming out with this. Although it was a passionate, beautiful song, people would call this one like the third or fourth single, you know, in the business. But, you know, David never went according to other people's plans. This was his plan, and it was very, very clever because it kind of deceived everybody. You know, they thought it was going to be a very laid-back R&B album, you know, but it wasn't.
So if you had had your druthers as the producer of the record, what would you have released first?
Well, I thought The Stars was the big one. When we had record label people to hear the album, that's the one everyone picked. And David said, no, I'm going to go with this one, you know. And he also picked The Stars, but for the second single.
Obviously. Right. Yeah. It's the track that leapt off the record at me, too, the first time I heard it. From David Bowie's The Next Day, the song is The Stars Are Out Tonight.
Dead ones and the living. Stars are out tonight.
The Stars Are Out Tonight from David Bowie's 2013 record, The Next Day. Tony Visconti, who's been producing Bowie's records going back to the early 70s, the man who sold the world, right?
Yes, yeah. I would actually to the late 60s. I did the Space Oddity album, although I didn't do the title track.
Right. And that's you playing the recorder.
Yes, I'm playing the recorder and I'm conducting the strings.
The strings, that's been one of your trademarks as a producer. You did that for T-Rex.
Yes.
And throughout your career, the string arrangements seems to be a specialty of yours.
Yes, well, when I went to England, Eleanor Rigby was the standard, and strings were being accepted as an upfront instrument rather than a languorous behind-the-scenes instrument. So I did specialize in string writing. I was only trained in high school how to write for strings. But what I did with T-Rex was to write the strings as if they were guitars. Mm. You know, they would double the guitar parts, and, you know, they were kind of very aggressive strings, like Children of the Revolution. That was a very aggressive string quartet.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Tony Visconti, the producer and multi-instrumentalist who worked so closely with Bowie on his surprise release, The Next Day. So how long was this album in the making?
Well, we made some demos in late 2010 and in 5 days. And then we didn't hear from David for at least 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
He just went home with the demos with a big smile on his face and started to flesh them out. So then we heard, you know, early in, I guess, 2011, that it's time to go into the studio. We're going to make an album. It wasn't even definite after we made the demos that there was going to be an album. But he had written enough and convinced himself that we had the beginnings of an album.
So when you say we made a demo, who's we?
Okay. We was his long-term drummer, Sterling Campbell, and Jerry Leonard,
the guitarist, yeah.
Myself on bass, and David on keyboards.
All right. And then at some point he says, all right, round up the usual suspects. We're going to make a record.
Exactly.
Anything different in how the... I mean, it's been 10 years since he had last made a record. Was there anything different in the process this time around?
There was nothing really different. He comes in the studio with demos. He makes home demos, and he comes in and plays it to us. And within an hour, we're fleshing out his ideas. A lot of times he comes in with a killer bass part, and there's no reason to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference this time is he played a lot of keyboards. and a little bit of guitar, but most of these songs, I assume, would have been written on keyboards because he played them live in the studio.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of tracks on the record, including If You Can See Me, which sort of remind me of the work of Scott Walker. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the penny dropped, and I remembered that Bowie has been a longtime fan of Scott
yes.
Walker and helped produce that documentary about the expat American who's lived in
right.
the UK for so many years.
It is a very unusual song. I mean, I think it's more like a jazz song like Herbie Hancock or Dave Brubeck, because it's got a lot of time signatures in it.
Right.
So we were going from 6/8 to 4/4 to 5/8, and, you know, I had to see it and as well as hear it.
And then there's also some really unusual textures here, some of which I assume are David Torn's electric guitar, which never sounds like an electric guitar anyway.
You're correct. David Torn does not sound like an electric guitar. He doesn't even sound like a synthesizer. He sounds like something from another planet.
Yeah. The song is If You Can See Me, once again from the David Bowie record called The Next Day.
And ladders, and this is the kiss. American Anna, fantastic conversation from nowhere to nothing, and I go way back. Children swarm like thousands of bugs towards the lights, the beacons above the hill, the stars to the west, the south, the north, and to the east. Now you could say I've got a gift of sorts, a fear of rear windows. Swinging doors, a love of violence, a dread of sighs. If you can see me, I can see you. If you can see me, I can see you.
If You Can See Me, from David Bowie's album The Next Day, produced, engineered, mixed by Tony Visconti, who played some of the instruments on the record as well. You're a busy guy on this album. Over the course of, it sounds like, you know, 2 years once the decision was made to actually go make the record.
Yes, we didn't record for 2 years constantly.
Right.
We probably met 3 times a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, 3 2-week sessions. It wasn't really, we didn't spend that long in the studio. And a lot of it was David taking the time off to think the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
Which was great.
Now, in the interim, with nobody knowing any of this is happening, rumors are abounding that Bowie is retired, that he's sicker than people think. Flaming Lips released that song, Is David Bowie Dying? Which I hope he got a kick out of. He must have known about it. But did you find yourself fielding a lot of questions from people who know how long you've worked with Bowie? Like, how is he? Is he really sick?
Well, usually I ignored them, and obviously he did too. I think it did amuse him that he's perfectly well and fine and happy, and everyone thinks he's dying. So I guess there's some kind of macabre humor in there that he took relish in.
Yeah.
But sometimes I felt like defending. I said, look, and this would be the truth. I said, I just had lunch with him. He looks great. If he's dying, he's the best-looking dying man I've ever seen in my life, you know.
So that much of the truth you would give us?
Of course.
You wouldn't say, yeah, we had lunch as we were making the record.
Well, I do, you know, before we made the record, I did have lunch with him, too.
Yes.
But it was a convenient excuse.
There are moments on this record where, you know, if you're looking for it, you can detect a kind of dark humor on Bowie's part. Possibly in the very first, in the title track, The Next Day.
Yeah.
You know, with its talk of, you know, not quite dying.
Yeah. I don't know. There could be irony detected in there, but it's quite a heavy track. It's quite a dark track.
Yeah.
I really don't think it's humor.
Well, I mean, we referred to Scott Walker before. You know, his albums are extremely dark. He says they're full of humor.
Well, that's what he says.
Let's hear the title track from Bowie's The Next Day.
Listen to the horse, it tells her. He fashions paper sculptures of them, then drags them to the river's bank, and the cart, their soggy paper bodies wash ashore in the dark.
crawling through the mud, and they chant for his death.
Title track from Bowie's album The Next Day. Producer, engineer, musician Tony Visconti working with Bowie over the course of the several years that this album was surreptitiously being made. He's here with me on Soundcheck. You mentioned that it was an off and on thing, which is good for you because you've been keeping busy the whole time as well.
Yes, all of us went to other projects. I mean, Gail Ann Dorsey went on the road with Madonna and Lenny Kravitz, and everybody had other projects. So it was, and David was really great about that. But in the past 2 years, I've been working with quite a few people. I've been working with Mark Almond from mm-hmm. Soft Cell,
mm-hmm.
and he's been a dear friend for years, but we never really got the time or the opportunity to record together. And we've been meeting up at these T-Rex, well, Mark Bolan tribute shows in London, where Mark Almond sings usually three or four songs, and we have a little string orchestra there, and we do Cosmic Dancer and uh-huh. all that. So
are you co-producing these events or something?
I'm the musical director of uh-huh. those events. Yeah, I'm in charge of the band, mm-hmm. you know, the house mm-hmm. band. And there's a lovely band called T-Rex to see. They're a tribute band. They are the rock house band, and I'm the string house band, uh-huh. you know. We've been in the studio. We've done two tracks. They're absolutely beautiful. He loves the T-Rex sound. He loves Mark Bolan. Grew up with listening to T-Rex records. So you might hear a touch of this with the new stuff.
Uh-huh. And was that deliberate? I mean, did he come to you and say, I want that sound?
Yes, he wants that Cosmic Dancer sound. You know, we got it on this first thing. We did two tracks. One is kind of a disco dancey song, but we did this beautiful power ballad called Burn Bright. And we have, it sounds like Mark Bolan's girl backing vocals and the strings, very lush. And Alman is just singing his heart out on this
mm-hmm.
song.
Well, Tony, last time you were on the show, you brought in a demo version of one of Bowie's tunes, which was quite different from the way it ultimately yeah. turned out. What are we about to hear? Is this pretty close to what will eventually appear on the record, or is this also sort of a work in progress?
This is probably 99% finished. It's not mastered yet, so hopefully your engineer will just boost it in volume a bit to mastering level.
All right. Let's hear a little bit. A sneak preview of the forthcoming Mark Almond record, produced by my guest Tony Visconti, and the song Burn Bright.
And place it in my heart. Watch it grow into a galaxy, a universe of starlight burning bright. Turn on the moon and let me see it smile. The way is dark tonight, and like a linked child light, my pathway home. Now I'm alone. Pull down a star, let it burn within my heart, burning as the brightest day. Burn bright until we fade away.
Well, that's a lovely song. Tony Visconti producing Mark Almond, a step away from the band Soft Cell, which made his reputation back in the 80s.
Very, very much so. Mark does a combination of dance music and these other kind of songs, power ballads and more acoustic-oriented songs. He has a big following in Russia, and he's always playing for some Ogliark and company. I didn't really know what that word meant until Mark explained it to me.
It's a person who has lots of money and you don't want to ask where they got it from.
Exactly. Yeah. But he plays in all the European countries, and I'd love to see him come to the USA. He's got a lot of fans here.
So Burn Bright's the name of that song. When will this record be out?
I think it'll be out by September.
Okay. So Tony Visconti, keeping busy. You told me in an email earlier this year that you're 69 and you can't imagine retiring.
No, I can't imagine retiring. It's not on the table. I will do this job until I drop.
And you're still finding new things that keep you interested and keep you learning and developing as a producer?
Yes. I keep, every time I write a string arrangement, I push myself forward a bit. I do not rest on my laurels.
All right. Well, those laurels that you're not resting on now include the Bowie record The Next Day, and there are already three bonus tracks, which suggests that maybe there's more to come. Is that possible? Can you tell us that?
Well, we did record 29 songs, and we have a few that haven't been heard yet that are very close to being finished, and I don't know what we're going to do with them. I think David's going to go back in the studio. I don't see why he wouldn't, because he's enjoying this so much. Mm. You know, it doesn't even need to be said that he's really very happy that it's been so well received.
Yeah. Well, Tony, you had a lot to do with that, as you did with so many of Bowie's records over the years, as producer, arranger, musician, engineer, mixer. Great to have you back with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you, John.
Tony Visconti, my guest on Soundcheck.
It's in his tiny face. It's in his scrawny hand.
Coming up later in the show, the Brooklyn-based rapper Talib Kweli joined us recently for a very fun night in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. If you couldn't make it, well, we'll give you a chance to hear some of the show. But next, we're going to ask you about the role of noise in your life, and we'll get a little help from Sam Beam of the band Iron and Wine. That's next. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last week, I talked with the writer Joyce Cohen of BuzzFeed, who recently wrote about living with hyperacusis, a condition which makes even soft sounds seem unbearably loud. The conversation was really interesting, and it got a lot of you talking. You can check out that segment at soundcheck.org. One thing that got the Soundcheck staff talking was Joyce mentioning how she creates a quiet space for herself while living in a noisy city like New York.
In my situation, because I know I'm going to be subjected to a lot of loud noise, I always protect my ears. I have industrial strength earmuffs, so I look like the baggage handler. Mm-hmm. But without those, I couldn't go outside because the noise would be too painful.
Now, even if you don't have hyperacusis, even if you don't live in New York, you might still want to take measures, maybe even extreme measures, to find a little peace and quiet. So this week on the show, we're going to ask you, how do you do that? How do you block out noise in your day-to-day life, and where do you go to create a quiet space? We asked Sam Beam, the singer-songwriter who records as the indie folk act Iron and Wine.
Well, I have a studio that I usually go to. I built behind the house, and so that can be pretty quiet. But also, I've had to make a habit of not turning music on in the car, where it used to be where I listened to music. Because it was really the only space I had where you're stuck.
Well, but in the car, you still have the hum of the tires on the
road. There's definitely a lot of other,
you know, other sounds.
Honestly, I feel like it's also a matter of perspective, too, because I have a bunch of kids, and what some people think is quiet is probably different than my idea of what's quiet.
So if only two kids are fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a quiet evening at home.
I definitely learned to block a lot of noise out just through pure force of will.
Uh-huh.
And so the car feels really quiet to me. But I do most of my work in the studio because it is a quiet space and you can actually concentrate, you know.
Do you ever repair to the studio when you don't have to do work just because you need the quiet?
I've tried that, but I don't get away with that very often.
Your wife's gotten on to that, huh?
Yeah, she's no dummy.
All right. Sam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tell me, baby, tell me. Are you still on the step, watching the windows close? I've not seen you lately.
That's That's Sam Beam from Iron and Wine. He'll be our guest on tomorrow night's edition of Soundcheck, by the way, playing in the studio. All right, so you've heard how Sam finds peace and quiet by taking a drive. You've heard how Joyce Cohen uses industrial-strength ear protection. What about you? What's your secret for creating a quiet space? How do you block out noise? We want to hear your story this week. You can leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. We'll be playing your responses all this week. Or you can leave a comment on soundcheck.org or tweet us at soundcheck. The number again is 866-939-1612. Coming up next, watch out, it's going to get loud in here when Brooklyn rapper Talib Kweli joins us to perform songs from his forthcoming album. Next.
And the way you would speak, and all that we wouldn't say. Do his hands and your hair feel a lot like a thing you believe in?
You a prisoner. Yeah, I switch lanes, still blurry, then switch frame, clowning these lames, you Bill Murray and quick change, control your mission, keep up with my pole position, bragging about the ride that you whip when your soul is missing, racing to your death.
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn rapper Talib Kweli first turned heads in the 1990s as half of the duo Black Star, with his partner in rhyme, Mos Def, who now goes by Yasin Bey. As a solo artist, Talib has released 4 albums, and he's about to release a 5th, called Prisoner of Conscience. It'll be available for pre-order now on iTunes and Amazon. But last week, Talib joined us to give us a sneak preview of the album with a live performance downstairs in the green space in front of a sold-out crowd. I started by asking him about the title of the record, Prisoner of Conscience. You're going to be getting this question a lot if you haven't already got it, but the title of the record, Prisoner of Conscience. I mean, there's a funny thing has happened to that term, conscious hip-hop, over the last 20 years. When did you first hear that term, especially being applied to your music?
Conscious hip-hop applied to my music. When I first started, you know, you just did hip-hop, you Down by Law. So it wasn't like, okay, De La Soul, that's conscious rap, and N.W.A. is gangster rap. It was like, this is just hip-hop.
Right.
And if you down with hip-hop, you realize there's different personalities, different types of artistry. You know, music snobs and people who are very passionate about music like to break music down into subgenre after subgenre after subgenre so that they can now be judgmental and be like, that's not hip-hop, and that's not hip-hop, and what I say is hip-hop. And I feel like that sort of mentality, that sort of foginess or like snobbery has had an effect, because while we're doing that, we're also aggressively as a people not supporting the artists that make the music. We act like it's a revolutionary act to not buy music because we feel like it's some big corporation that we're giving a middle finger to. And that's not the case. I mean, if you look at the artists that people are excited about now, they're all independent artists.
Well, and a sort of a corollary problem is once you start doing what you say, segmenting hip-hop into all these different subgenres, then you begin to think that, you know, any two of them are kind of mutually exclusive. Like, you can't be conscious but still be, you know, like party hardy.
Oh, yeah, I run into that all the time. Prisoner Conscious, that's the name of the, you
know. Right, so is that what the record title sort of refers to?
Yeah.
Feeling that sense of confinement?
Yeah, it refers, I never feel confined. I feel very free as an artist. And as a matter of fact, on this album, I feel more free. But it refers to the perception of me as an artist.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, over the course of this record, people will hear echoes of lots of different types of music. And in the song Turn It Up, you actually kind of, there's like almost like a mission statement there where I don't remember the exact words, but, you know, where you just sort of say music, you know, my passion is, you know, my commitment is true, or however that line.
Yeah, it's for the people. It's like, I say Turn Up, it's a play on Tropical Quest, Stir It Up. They had a song called Steve Biko. And they were like, Stir It Up, Steve Biko. You know, mm-hmm. So I took that sort of cadence and made my own thing.
Stephen Biko being a black South African who
yes.
died in prison under the apartheid rule.
Yes.
Going back to probably the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. There are also references to high life, mm-hmm. the West African
yes.
pop music form. It's the title of one of the tracks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are you sort of casting a wider net these days in terms of your listening and what's really inspiring you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be a citizen of the world and perform with my band more often. A lot of my music has been informed by Brooklyn and been informed by the block that I grew up on. And this album is still that. But I always, people focus on my lyrics. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my fans say, I like him as an artist because he has content. And I challenge people when they say that because you like it because it sounds good.
Right.
Because if it had content, it wasn't dope, you wouldn't like it. You know, so it's like the entertainment value has to be there first.
Right.
And so I can't lose focus of my job as an entertainer by making my stuff overtly conscious and making sure I always have content. It's like the first thing, it's got to sound good and feel good first. And so this album, I challenged myself to choose music, thus the song High Life, and things that were more upbeat, a lot more horns, a lot more musical, because I felt like people were missing the musicality of what I was doing.
Yeah. So what are you listening to now that, you know, moves you, that really, you know, stirs the pot for you when it gets the creative juices flowing?
I listen to a lot of different music. There's so much. That question is hard for me because there's always so much music to listen to that I feel like I'm cheating if I name one and forget the other. But, you know, I mean, you know, I'm excited about new hip hop. You know, I'm excited about Joey Badass and Pro Era Crew. I'm excited about TDE and Black Hippie Crew. And I'm excited about the fact that artists, whether they're conscious or not, are taking it into their own hands. Look, I mean, if you name the rappers in the business that people have been excited about, from J. Cole to Drake to Kendrick Lamar over the last few years, all of them come from an independent mixtape background.
Right.
The music business doesn't take no gambles anymore. You have to have millions of views on YouTube before anybody invests in you. And so what's happening is leveling the playing field, and we're starting to see better artists, I think.
Yeah. We're speaking with Talib Kweli. You guys have a chance to ask some questions. We'll have a little Q&A after another couple of songs. You mentioned Kendrick Lamar. He's one of many guests on the new record.
A lot of guests on this album, yeah.
Including some surprises. Seu Jorge, the Brazilian singer, who's probably best known for his songs from The Life Aquatic.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah. Doing all those Portuguese versions of David Bowie songs. Did you go to Brazil to do that?
I did. I went to Brazil. I have a friend named Sumaira Shah, who's a lawyer, and she is an activist, and she organizes concerts. She's brought me down to Brazil a couple of times, and she was actually down there doing a jazz festival. And I was like, you know what? I was working on an album, and I wanted to go to Brazil. I wanted to be inspired. And as soon as I got there, checked in my hotel, I tweeted, man, it would be great to do a song with Seu Jorge. And he hit me back on Twitter.
Wow.
And I was in Sao Paulo and he was in Rio, and he drove down to 6 hours and got in the studio, and we listened to a bunch of tracks. He picked a Terrace Martin track that we on, and he, you know, that's how it happened.
Yeah. And that's the Favela track.
Favela Love.
Favela Love. So that's on the new record, which is called Prisoner of Conscience by Talib Kweli.
Yes, May 7th.
May 7th.
Oh, you can pre-order it now. Don't forget.
You want to do some
songs? You
can
actually pull out your phone right this second and pre-order while we're talking. While I'm performing, I don't care if you do that.
I did actually tell them before the show that they didn't have to turn their phones off, just silence
them. Right,
so they can
smartphones, man.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's the thing. There's no excuse. Everybody who be complaining about the radio, MTV, that's just laziness, man. Ain't no excuse. Everybody got a smartphone. You know what I'm saying? I was mad. I went to see Book of Mormon the other day, and they had this part where the Africans is texting with the typewriter. I'm like, everybody in Africa got a goddamn smartphone. Everybody, right?
Now that we've given a plug to Book of Mormon, you want to play a couple of songs from the new record?
Sure, why not?
Upper Echelon. This goes back to what you were saying before. It's like, it's not just the lyrical content. You know, the music has to make you want to move, and this is like one of the dances.
Oh, you like this one?
It's one of the clubbiest tracks on the record.
It is. Sure. It is. So you need to come with me to Kiss a Fly tonight. He's Sus One. It's going to be a movie. NFL Draft. It's going to be a movie tonight.
Are you kidding? The reason I'm standing here leaning on this table is this is what's keeping me upright right now. So, but I'll let you get to it with DJ Mad Soul. Once again, Talib Kweli live in the green space on Soundcheck.
Check it out. I can't curse, right? No cursing, right? A lot of cursing in this record. I'm going to censor it. Watch this. Check it out, baby. That's my mother right there. She don't like this song. She said, I like all the songs except for the one with all the cursing. Hey, 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 hey. This the upper echelon. What is this? This the upper echelon. Yeah. What is this? This the upper echelon.
Welcome to the prisoner of conscience. Brainiac, dumb, bust the scientifical. You feel the door up in your soul. We getting spiritual. You heard I'm coming back. You're so scary. I put the fear in you. Murder every track. It's a rhyme. It's a light you're staring to. Hey, realness back. It's a miracle. Rap been laughable over the last year or two. Reflecting like a mirror through who is the real Liverpool. I'm back with the classical. I pack lyrical substance like bowls of kush in a vaporizer. Then I vaporize ya, my paper may surprise ya. No need to brag on my paper, cause I'm a naturizer. I vibrate higher, the truth break liars. Yes, I toast to us and those like us. The lovers, the fighters, the writers, the exciters. What? We cut the grass, we can see the vipers. Yes, we cut the glass, cause we the diamonds. Yeah, check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. Check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. Check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. Check it out, baby. Hey. What is this? This the upper echelon, yeah. What is this? What is this? This the upper echelon. Welcome to the, see I be listening to realness. Real spit, my die hard feeling. Type of shit fake people find hard to deal with. On a higher plane, I'm destroying it while I'm building. My threat can be contained, so my name on the bomber kill list. Yeah, quality the artist that you wanna be. Moving through the darkness, the light is what's in front of me. Front of me, you posing, exposing your insecurity. Supposedly your swagger replaces lack of maturity. To get in the game is going in a conspiracy. Stop looking for someone to blame it on. Pay your debt, took your stale style and I made it fresh. Wait a sec, got your girl wetter than tomato flesh. Wet enemy with bated breath. Hey, check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. Check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. Check it out, baby. Check it out, y'all. Hey, what is this? What is this? What is this? Welcome to the prisoner. Walking through double fisted, I'm lifting on something vicious. Everything that's moving, I'm getting me a percentage. Vantage, nothing but the sky's my Santa. My girl is ride or die, I'm avoiding the evil temptress. Yeah, ain't no question who the best is. You don't like it, stay the hell up out of me. Yo. Down to the socks, it's all business. To all night, working like 24-hour fitness. Now people is incorrigible. The praise that you get is barely audible. People is ignoring you. Why? The last place in the world that you belong is a recording booth. Order soup. They gassed up. Petroleum will last when these people get swept up. Custodians of culture. Back to the future. Rap DeLorean. A class of the joint. My spit is valedictorian. Hey, this the upper echelon. What is this? This the upper echelon. Hey, what is this? This the upper echelon. Welcome to the prisoner of conscience. Say it. This the upper echelon. What is this? What is this? Welcome to the prisoner of conscience. Hey, welcome to the prisoner of conscience. Hey, welcome to the prisoner of conscience. Welcome to the prisoner of... Welcome to the prisoner of conscience.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're too kind. You're too kind. Before we answer some more questions, I think I want to do another joint. You know what I'm saying? Can I do that? All right. We were talking about turn up. Let's do that. Let's turn up. Turn that up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Now, people my age might recognize these drums. This is how it should be done. Cause this style is identical to, yeah. All my Rakim fans make some noise. Thinking of a master plan. Where there's nothing but cash inside my hand. Wanna dig into my pocket, my profit is 7 cents. I dig deeper, you know I represent. Yeah, money over bitches, my sisters go over everything. My band to make a dance, I'm forever just like a wedding ring. Far above the hate and the jealousy that the cheddar brings. Trying to get away from these 85ers like Evelyn. Why with me, I got them leaking like Nini. Got them leaking like Wiki. These monkeys biting like hickeys. Cause they seeing what I'm doing. Filling them with confusion. Cutting just like a... Just like a student of the romance languages, only the diamonds hang with this. It's decorated with garnishes like your wages is. It's outrageous, really is no joke. The girl of your dream be coming over to smoke loud. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud, turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Drop it, stop it with all the soap operas and the soap boxing. Turn up, yeah, yeah, turn up, yeah, yeah, turn up. Woo! For the people. You
could feel the heat from my speaker, my sound will darken your features. Running down like a zebra, I move with the speed of cheetahs. From Brooklyn, where the heat is the size of a 2 liter. I'm not asking for no followers, I'm looking for new leaders. It's hard not consuming all the BS they feed us. Intravenous like a cord from the womb to the fetus. Hard since I started reading, alliteration is literally littered in my DNA, swimming all in my semen. Every time I bust, babies begin being born. Talk turn tough to them toasters, that's a get. Drawn like a picture, picture a perfect painting. Police profiling, people peacefully praying. Lay the law like leaders, the laziest lollygagging on my grind. Getting guap, green is the new black. Meet me at the bar, we throwing a few back. Hopped out the car, you know who blew that. Turn it up, laugh. Turn it up, laugh. Turn it up, laugh. Turn it up, laugh. Drop it. Stop it with all the soap operas and the soap boxing. Turn up. Yeah, yeah. Turn. Yeah, yeah. Turn up. For the people. Hey. Hey yo, we drink good, smoke good. These cats wearing funny hats like the Pope would. I come and looking quite clean in the loafers. Soul hood, my scheme up for no good. You know, crook got sling in the notebook. I got the birds on the wire like a notebook. I still rep POCs like a poster. Coming live from death row like a no shook. I rhyme like a laser beam, so focused. I'm in this, I so lean, I need a foam cup. Maybe I'm lying bare feet, so ferocious. Well, maybe I'm lying bare feet in the ocean. So unique on the beat and the floating. So unique and we drinking like a potion. Hey, I'm completing my devotion. Say it, I'm completing my devotion. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Turn it up loud. Drop it, stop it with all the soap operas and the soap boxing. Turn up. Turn. For the people.
That's my joint right there.
Talib Kweli live on Soundcheck from the Green Space with the traffic from Varick Street going by and people wondering what the hell's going on in there.
They're missing out.
So Turn It Up is on the forthcoming record, Prisoner of Conscience. For folks who haven't heard the version on the album yet, it begins with a kind of a shout-out to Eric B. and Rakim.
Yeah, actually, the drums, the same drums from Paid In Full. Really, the drums from Dennis Edwards, Don't Look Any Further, if we really want to talk about where they're really from, but it's the same drum.
Yeah. So was that an important, you know, was that an important piece of music for you? Back in 87?
Oh, yeah. Eric B. and Rakim. I mean, Rakim is the God MC, you know? I got an argument on social networks when I called him the God MC. People was like, what? That's blasphemy. How could you say he's the God MC? And I'm like, because he is. Either if you was down by law, you knew your hip-hop, you know he's the God MC. When you go home and Google Rakim, and it says the God MC, that's what pops up. Trust me, do it right now on your smartphone. It's God MC. I didn't make it up. That's who he is.
All right. I mentioned before, we're going to give you guys a chance, some of you at least, to ask some questions of Talib Kweli. We've got a microphone over here, so we can take three or four questions, line up behind the mic. And actually, here's one from via Twitter. Too White on Twitter asks... I just read the things.
You do know there's white Twitter and there's black Twitter, right? Which one y'all on? Y'all on black Twitter. That's why y'all here.
This is too white Twitter.
Right.
Who is one person you would like to do a song with that you haven't had a chance to work with yet?
Bjork.
Hmm.
That's an easy one.
Okay. Speaking of electronic music, the artist known as Pretty Lights mm-hmm. is putting out a new record soon.
Yes, I'm on that.
And you're on that.
And you can see the video on YouTube right
now. That came out last week.
Came out last week, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got some people with some questions for Talib Kweli. Here, tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Jay from New York. Quick question. I know your brother worked at Supreme Court for a little while. I was curious, did they ever let you come in? Did you meet any of the justices? And what happens when Talib Kweli goes head-to-head with the Supreme Court of the United States?
Actually, I don't know the names of any of the justices. I'm just a Puerto Rican one, right? Sotomayor, I know her name. You know, my brother worked for Justice Stevens for a long time, and I knew this because I was in Germany once, and I turned on Charlie Rose, and my brother was on Charlie Rose. talking about his time working for Justice Stevens when Justice Stevens quit. And I'm like, he's famous? Jamal's famous? I had no clue, you know? So big up to Jamal Green. He's like the academic version of me, and I'm the hip-hop version of him.
All right, you're next.
Hi, I'm Adrian. I saw Pretty Lights at Coachella. They're amazing, so great work.
Oh, great. Wait till you see me in Pretty Lights in August at Red Rocks in Denver.
I am excited. So, to be totally honest, I'm from Brooklyn, by the way, but originally from Melbourne,
yeah,
Australia.
Yeah, right.
Melbourne, Australia.
Don't you recognize the Ditmas Park accent?
Right, crikey.
I've written my question down on a smartphone, sorry. So I am a complete Talib Kweli virgin. I've never heard you before, and it's really exciting that I'm
virgin?
Here tonight.
Virgin? Buy me dinner first.
So I'm sorry if I take a question away from true fans. Okay. My question is, listening to your last Q&A, you know, there seems to be a difference between, I don't know if I'm misreading this, but between making money and delivering a message, and some hip-hop artists get that totally wrong. How do you find that balance between, you know, getting fans, making money, and also delivering a message?
I find, for me personally, and I can't speak for every artist, but the more honest I am with myself and the more honest I am in my craft, the more successful I am. I find that in this market, we started out in the business of just like big box everything, like the music business. We want all the money right now. You know, we want all your money right now. And that wasn't successful. That's how the music business tanked. You have to focus on your niche, focus on what it is that you're good at, and be the best at what you're good at. And if you do that and focus on that, you'll always make money because the people will always come back.
Good question. Good answer. Talib Kweli on Soundcheck, live from the Green Space. I'm told from the control room that there are numerous requests coming in our chat room for Get By.
Get By, huh?
You think you might work that into a...
Maybe. I think I should do my single that's out now, though.
All right.
First.
All right. Fair enough. Come here, actually, on the record features Miguel. So how are you and the turntables and
of Serato.
All right. So Matt Soldesar has a little mini Miguel.
We're going to invoke the spirit of Miguel on the stage.
All right. Talib Kweli.
I need all the ladies to scream real quick and invoke Miguel's spirit.
Live on Soundcheck.
I need y'all help with this. Y'all ready? Are you ready? Listen to Miguel, he said.
Yeah. I don't wanna waste your time, babe. I just wanna make you comfortable, comfortable, baby. So come here, darling. Come.
Y'all rockin'?
For me,
one more again. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, new.
Fresh.
I just wanna make you
come dance with me. Come talk to me. Come here, darling. Come
here for me. Why you so far away? You need to feel this. I got something to tell you. Come here real quick. I done dirt in the past. I know that love hurts. I come for you, but my lady gotta come first. I can tell by your hesitation, this trust issue. You get excited, ignited, high, combustible. Comfortable as a hey, you be comfortable as a hustable. Your whole style is colder than Minnesota. I love your profile, the way you look over shoulders. At the crib, I'm hoping you come over. We could do it like Common and Mary, you come closer. We could do it like Barack and Michelle. Fist bump, black magical, black radical with the fist up. Do it till we rockin' the bells like hip hop. Promise you, I'm not gonna tell. We keep our lips locked, hey.
I don't wanna waste your time, baby.
No. See, I just wanna make you. Make some noise if you're rocking with that, man.
Yeah, I don't wanna waste a second longer.
See, I just wanna make you
come dance with me, come talk to me, come here, darling.
Shout out to Brooklyn. Yeah, like a Spike Lee movie, I'm moving across the floor. Feel the love and the beauty in your lore. I love how you do with the beauty in your lore. Make you calm like the ocean approaching you, like sure. Rockefeller Center, like Diego in the lobby. As valuable as a scream or Salvador Dali. She popular with the thieves and wanna be Thomas Brown. Try to steal her attention as soon as I'm not around. Hey, his last bird probably flew a coop. Last an outcast, last words. Booty hoo!
Hey, je ne sais quoi. How you say, voulez-vous? Pardon my French like a tongue kisser. I'll make a come hither when we dance to a bull. See how they run with her. I'm dumb, twisted up rum liquor. Give a composition and give her a proposition to consider. Hey, come here.
I don't wanna waste your time, babe.
I just wanna make you
come to me, comfortable,
baby.
So come here,
yeah. Come, hey, 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 one more again.
Yeah, I don't wanna waste a second longer.
Hey, where you going? I just wanna make you
come dance with me, come talk to me, come.
Hey, hey, everybody in the house, everybody. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Now throw your hands in the sky and wave them from side to side. Hey, hey, simmer down, simmer down for me. Simmer down, simmer down, simmer down for me. Simmer down, simmer down, simmer down for me. Simmer down, simmer down, simmer down. Like Madonna, you sow your seeds like a farmer while a man is just serving looks and answers, no comma. Write poetry in your honor, your body is like a sonnet. I promise you getting closer to the sun, we getting hotter. You the earth, emphatically, yes. But I still call you a bad bitch under my breath. Out of respect, naturally, lady chattily fresh with tatted flesh. I ain't gotta ask, no way you stare. That's a yes, 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 yes.
I don't wanna waste your time,
hey, hey,
I just wanna make you
yeah, yes, yes. This is where I need your help. Hey, 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 yeah. One more again.
I don't wanna waste a second longer.
Yeah, I just wanna make you say it again. Say it again. That's the freak section right there. The freak. Some freaks in the house. That's the freaks in the house. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Should we do that other record now? All right. Let's do it. Turn it up. Lord. We sell crack to our own out the back of our home. Smell the musk of the dust, the crack of the dome. Go through episode 2 like attack of the clone. Work till we break a back and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get. We commute to computer spirits, they mute while your ego's bedroom is. We survivalist, tourniquets. To get, just to get. Yeah, yeah. Asking why some people gotta live in the trailer. Cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like no man. Mia Bella raised 3 daughters all by herself. I think about a struggle and I find a strength in myself. These words, not in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south. Before my people, Corey bear me. To get by, just to get, just to get. If you was born in New York City and you know you're flying, and wave your hands in the sky if you're known to get.
Now this morning, feeling brand new and I jumped up. Feeling my, come on in my, come on in my, come on in my. It's just a stop, yeah, I stop drinking. I've been thinking.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Everybody wave your hands in the sky, say it.
Get.
Just to get by, just to get by. Wave your hands, say it.
Come on, come on.
Just to get by, just to get by. Yeah, we keep it gangster, safe and shizzle for cheesy and stay wrong. It's easy to pull the breezy, smoke trees and we stay. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison, numbers at prison. They victim black individual. Wow, all they got is rapping to listen to. Let them know we missing you. Love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, all the living is miserable. Your position is,
yo, I ain't poor, I own now. What would I lie just to get, just to get.
We can't fly, see the TV got us reaching for star. Not the ones between Venus and Mars, the ones to be reading from. So people get pressed their hands protect. Pitness and larger Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the beat of the father. They need something to rely on.
All types to draw. To get by, just to get.
Hey yo, New York City, green space. I salute you, I love you, one love, yeah.
Now this.
I woke up feeling brand new and I jumped up.
yeah. And my goal is just to stop smoking,
stop drinking.
But I've been thinking,
just to get by, just to get by.
One more time, wave your hands in the sky, say.
Some people cry, some people try, just to get by.
For a piece of the pie, love to eat and get high. We the zebra and lie, and we keepin' it fly. You just yo, when people decide, keep a disguise. Can't see that you see the evil inside. The best people you find are talking people in mind. Or stay be the same.
Yeah. Some people cry, some people try, just to get for a piece of the pie. Love to eat and get high.
We the zebra and lie, and we
keepin' it.
When people decide, keep a disguise.
That's Talib Kweli, recorded in the Green Space last week. His new album is called Prisoner of Conscience, available for pre-order right now on Amazon and iTunes. And you can watch a video of this full concert, which includes more music and conversation, on our website, soundcheck.org. Thanks to the entire Green Space team and engineer Chase Kulpan for his help with this recording. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, singer-songwriter Sam Beam, better known as Iron and Wine, joins us to play very different versions of some of the new songs on his album Ghost on Ghost, and a look at the exhibition Punk, Chaos to Couture at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and a bit from our recent concert with Iggy and the Stooges. That does it for tonight's show. See you back here tomorrow at 9. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.